Yes.
Yes, we just got back to the hotel room.
Yep, I understand. Mom, I understand. It wasn't his fault. You have to... Mom. Dad was not being fair. It was not... Mom, look. I can't talk to you like this right now. I'm going to talk to him, and we'll see you tomorrow, okay? Okay, night. Well, you took the bait. Are you happy? He's been trying to get a rise out of you since our second date, and you finally took the bait. Don't smirk at me like that. Here? Really? This weekend? My sister's getting married. You picked the rehearsal dinner of all days to finally answer him when he starts trolling you about your job? I'm not interested in excuses. This is so typical of you. You get so wrapped up in your own head, you completely forget I'm even here. You totally forget what I care about. This is not about you and your stupid-ass career and my father's... What? What is that? You're fucking kidding me. At least someone is having a good time tonight. Anyway, you. You asshole. You are totally getting turned on by that bitch getting fucked in there. Look at that. I can see the bulge in your pants. Look, I'm trying to talk to you about something actually important, and you're thinking with your dick. Again. God, look at that. You're getting hard over the sound of her getting pounded, aren't you? You like it, don't you? You like hearing her just get pounded by some guy. You're imagining what it looks like right now. What her tits look like, bouncing. What her ass looks like. What her pussy looks like. You wanna see a pussy, mister? Panties on the floor. I'll just sit back on the bed and hike up my skirt, okay? There. You happy? A cunt. A nice, creamy... She is getting pounded, isn't she? Sounds nice. Too bad you could never do that for me. Took you years to stand up to my dad. Now you're standing with your hard cock as I speak to you. Yeah. You heard me. Get on your knees. Good boy. Now. Eat me. Hearing that girl get properly fucked in this long day has made me very... tense. I want a release. Put your tongue in. Yes. Good boy. Yeah. Slide that tongue in and... Oh. Oh. guess today got me more wound up than I thought it had. Just like stick your fingers in me, please. Yeah, I can't believe I said please either. God. You know, you should be the one fucking begging me, huh? Yeah. Fuck. Does that taste good? And you fucking like it? Look up at me. Oh, good. Oh, you got such pretty eyes. Okay. Stop. Stop it. I said stop. Don't just kneel there with my honey all over your face. Stand up. Don't make me tell you again. Good boy. Now, I'm going to stand up and we'll just... There's my cock. Yes. Oh, you feel very nice in my hand today. So thick. So strong. Oh, you've been practicing maintaining for me, haven't you? Oh, I can tell. And you're sloppy wet yourself, aren't you? Pre-cum all over your shaft. My dick. Mine. Turn around. Good. Now, I'm going to... That's right. You lay there on the bed. Oh, look at that cock. Standing there, so proud. I'm going to ride it. I want you to close your eyes. And I swear to God, if you say one word, I'm going to get off of you and fucking slap your dick until it's black and blue. All you are tonight is a shaft, a tool to get me off. So, I'm just going to settle my hips here. You feel so good pressing against my cunt. Let's just tease. Tease a lied. Fuck. You feel good inside me. I wish you weren't such a pussy. Wish I didn't have to tell you how to behave when we get into the bedroom. I wish you had the balls to fuck me like a real man. You're so fucking big and hard. Oh, it's fine. I'm just going to use you like you're supposed to be used. For your big, fat cock. Lie still. Don't talk. And I swear to God, if you come before I say you can, you're never going to come again. You looked like you were about to say something. What did I say? You want me to keep going? Huh? Good boy, don't say anything when I talk to you, yeah. Oh. Oh my god, that was so good. Oh my god. Oh, thank you, sweetie. Oh. Oh, thank you for that. I needed that so badly. Got pretty rough there, huh? I'm sorry. Thank you so much for letting me take my frustrations. And I'm sorry about Dad. He and Mom are going through a rough patch, and he's just taking it out on you. Don't worry. I'll make him be nice to you. And if he's not, well, I'm sure we can think of something that would let you relieve some stress, too.